Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Welcome back to the show, Bob.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. I always look forward to our Fridays together with our listening audience out there. Yeah.
We'll kick off the show with several listener questions. Our first one comes from Mark. Mark emails us, Bob teaches us that short maturity interest rates go up in the boom and down in the bust. Well, the Canadian Central Bank just hiked again. That shows the boom is still on. Should we still stay long on Canadian stocks in light of this?
No. Boom's one thing, stock market's another. So stock, just look at what happened to Canadian banks over the last 5 months. So, no, it's an observation. And it's timely because we just started to do some work here on the 6 month U.S. T-bill, and it could roll over and head down, in which case the Federal Reserve would follow a few months later in cutting their rate. And then you go through the silly season where pundits in Wall Street will say, oh, the Fed's going to cut rates and that'll help the stock market. But if they took the time to look at the history of the markets and the history of 6 months or 3 months treasury bill rates, they've treasury bill rates, as the intro to the question, they go up in a boom and down in the bust. And even more ironical, in the worst parts of a bust is the time when interest rates fall the fastest. So we will see, I think, in the next month, Wall Street pundits coming out and saying, all will be well because the Fed's going to cut. So, very timely question.
Our next set of questions comes from Matthew. His first question, Bob, what is your opinion on digital ID and governments pushing central bank digital currencies? Personally, I think these are tremendously evil and are tools to enslave people and whole nations if they go along. What's your take on the motives for this and what can be done to stop it?
Yeah, that one got me going, and I thought, CBDCs, bloody hell, I had to look them up.
Yeah, central
bank. And then I remember they had the equivalent in 1968-69.
Oh, yeah?
What the hell were they? I'll think of it at some time. But anyways, I looked them up and reminded myself, and it was just some, you know, bright central banker without too much common sense fencing a way up to try and inflate credit or get the currency out the door. And special deposit something rather, that's what it was, special deposit things. And it was thought to be as a tool between central bankers to provide liquidity. And then they got the theory that if the central bank provides liquidity, the boom will continue. So it's just they're adding digital to what they were fancifying about in the late 60s.
Of course, people are scared of digital. It'd be much easier for the government to freeze your bank account. They just have to freeze your digital money. There.
Mm. Yeah.
And we've seen that the Trudeau government likes to freeze bank accounts if they don't like what you do.
Yep. Oh, yeah. They don't like what you think either. So, anyways, now there's another part to the question.
Yes, the second question from Matthew. The U.S. federal debt is some $28 trillion. Will this ever be paid back?
Yep, they will continue to raise new money to pay off retiring debt. I mean, it's been going on since day one. When it become a problem? Oh, yeah. One of the features of a post-bubble contraction is real long interest rates going up and going up very painfully. So this is real long interest rates have turned up since, I guess, last fall. I haven't looked at it for a month or so. But they've turned up, which is, I take as on schedule, but modest so far. But they, you know, you can get it. A 10 percentage point increase in real long rates. And it's a killer. And I've often quipped that it's Mother Nature's way of ending the abuse of credit markets, otherwise known as a great financial bubble.
Now, Matthew says that the government can either inflate it away or default at some point. But what can citizens do about this?
Oh, I'd buy a four-year good grade corporate bond. You'll get a better return than T-bill rates, which are going to go down to zero. And but one can vote accordingly for a politician that shows some responsibility.
Our next question comes from our good friend Michael. And Michael says, "Hi, Jim and Bob. It seems like all the financial pundits say that the bear market is over. The German DAX is at all-time highs. The Japanese index is approaching its 1990 highs. Remember that song, We're All Turning Japanese? I really think so.
I don't remember that one, no.
Okay. Forecasters say that rate hikes are over. AI is jump-starting the new bull market. The dollar is dead, and there is plenty of money on the sidelines. Yet, other indicators point to a recession and a credit crisis, yet the stock bulls say the stock market and the economy are two different animals. Bob, I'm confused. What's really going on?"
You're not confused, Michael. You've given a very good review of what's going on. Mm. I can't explain the German DAX being at new highs. And then, as you say, forecasters say that rate hikes are over. And that's what we've already discussed. I've discussed it in previous get-togethers here, but what happens, and we're looking at this right now, is that short-dated interest rates, such as 3 or 6 month treasury bills, go up in the boom, and they go down in the bust. And the Federal Reserve doesn't set interest rates, it follows interest rates. So, and I remember this, I used the headline extensively in September 2007 when a well-known name in Wall Street said that the Fed is about to start cutting rates and this will keep the boom going. And all you have to look is at empirical evidence, and short rates go up in the boom and short rates go down in the bust. And ironically, the short rates fall the fastest in the worst part of a bust. So, and I fully expect that I'm looking at a 6 month T-bill, and maybe it's a week past its high, but we don't know. Give us some more time. And if it is, and market rates are going down, then the Fed will going to have to follow. But I think the Wall Street pundits will anticipate that and say the Fed's going to cut rates, and that's going to be good for the party, overlooking the fact that empirically for thousands of years, short rates go up with a boom and short rates go down with a bust.
We'll have more with Bob Hoy right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're chatting with Bob Hoy. Bob, some of the headlines that caught your attention today, and I think these two go together. U.S. hotel developers run out of cash as construction lending dries up.
Oh, yeah. That's continuing the theme. The availability of money is being reduced because money is getting scared. So then it curls up in a corner and goes away. So, and you've got some hotel developers there running out of cash before the building's finished. That's going to be interesting. So, yeah.
Isn't the bank cutting off its own nose there, not letting you complete the project? How are they going to get their money?
Well, the banks. Lending agents at the bank, officers at the bank get religion at the same time. All of a sudden, oh, maybe we better be careful here. And that's the way it works. So, yeah.
Headline from the Wall Street Journal. Interest-only loans help commercial property boom. Now they are coming due.
Yeah, that's another way of looking at the same story. Interesting. Yeah, they were so eager to get the loans out that they didn't have payment of principal, and it was so the guys that were using the money were just paying interest on it, and that was then part of the party. Now they're coming due. Some of those may have been short-term loans, and now the piper must be paid. And it's always the way with the interest rate markets.
Wasn't interest only mortgages one of the reasons they had the real estate crash back in 2008?
Well, they were doing all kinds of things back then too. You know, they do the same thing in a frenzy. It doesn't matter what decade or even what century it is; it's always the same.
Headline: negative yielding debt returns to almost $2 trillion on Bank of Japan. What does that mean?
Whoa! I took a look at that one, and I think I'll go back and read the story. But remember, it wasn't so long ago when the yield on the German 10-year note got down to almost -1%. And that a minus nominal has never ever happened in history before. So it looks like you got a minus nominal in some debt positions in Japan. So I'll follow that story up.
Yeah, so it means the Bank of Japan made $2 trillion on these bonds instead of having to pay it out.
I guess so.
Headline from the Wall Street Journal, big banks could face 20% boost to capital requirements.
Yeah, that's where those who are overseeing the banking system say, hey, you got to raise your reserve requirements. Mm-hmm. And when they say that, they more or less have to do it. But oftentimes it's a little bit behind the times. And so it shifts from banks. Oh, it's the old saying, remember? In a party, the banks put out umbrellas, and then when it starts to rain, they bring the umbrellas back in. That's what it's about.
Now, the Bank of Canada boosted interest rates 0.25% with the idea of, again, cooling off the Canadian economy, but the latest jobless numbers show people lost jobs in May. The number of jobs didn't go up as expected. So, again, they're driving forward, but using the rearview mirror to do it.
I think so.
Yeah. And so we're already slowing down, and they're still slamming on the brakes harder than they have to, you think?
Yeah. They're usually the central bank is usually a number, let's say 3 or 4 months behind what the market is doing with short interest rates.
Binance U.S. clients have $2.2 billion at significant risk after crypto exchange charged.
Yeah, another scary headline about cryptos and big amounts of numbers. So, it's yet another example of reckless banking and reckless depositing.
And a very interesting headline that you dug up for us from Climate Depot. Only one sausage per month for everyone.
And you will be happy.
And you will be very happy about it.
Oh, it's in Europe. Climate cranks are, you know, they got this idea that cows generate gas, methane, and that then adds to global warming. So they don't want people to be eating meat. And often you'll find that those who are pushing that story are vegans themselves. Now, there's a world of difference in people out there. Like, as they say, a Republican may be a vegetarian, but he's not going to insist that the rest of the world is vegetarian. Whereas a lefty, a Democrat, or in Canada, a Liberal, or an NDP, if they're a vegetarian, everybody is going to be forced to be a vegetarian. So this is partly behind this. But anyways, it was to reduce the consumption of meat, and that is going to save the planet. That's what they really believe.
I remember this joke from a steak eater. He says, well, if being a vegetarian is so good, look at how well it worked out for the cow.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah. Bob, always a pleasure chatting with you.
Yeah, Jim, we look forward to next week. And yeah, have a good weekend yourself.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He was speaking to us from Vancouver. If you have any questions for Bob or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. We'll ask that question for you. Find us on Twitter @HowStreet. We're on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.